The Navy Court of Inquiry into why a U.S. submarine sank a Japanese fishing boat last month concluded this past week. The three admirals heading the inquiry now will decide whether to recommend a court-martial for the sub's former commander. The court heard 2.5 weeks of often detailed testimony, but one aspect of the incident received very little attention. Although the USS Greenville's mission that day was to demonstrate the sub's capabilities to 16 civilian visitors, none of the civilians was called to testify. NPR's Andy Bowers spoke with a military law expert who attended the inquiry and says the Navy may be trying to avoid an uncomfortable issue.
The Distinguished Visitor Program, or DV program as the Navy calls it, is one of the primary ways the service has to show off what its sophisticated warships can do. Lawmakers, journalists, educators, and others who can influence public opinion and the Navy's budget are routinely invited to come aboard various vessels. And it was clear from the start of the Greenville inquiry that the court was favorably disposed toward the DV program. Every senior Navy official who spoke, including the three admirals who will decide the case, expressed strong support for hosting civilians on ships, despite the accident.
Oh, I think this is a sacred cow for the Navy. This is lifeblood for it.
Jay Fidel is a Honolulu-based attorney and former Coast Guard lawyer with years of experience in military law. He attended the Greenville inquiry at Pearl Harbor and said it was clear to him that the Navy is uncomfortable at the questions being raised about its Distinguished Visitor Program.
Right now, this area has 25 submarines. A few years ago, it had 36 submarines. And in order to get more submarines, you have to get more money, and you have to convince the people who will give you the money. And I think the Navy properly recognizes that in order to do that, it must influence those people. So it feels that the civilian embarkation policy is extremely important, must be protected, and it doesn't want to expose that policy to being terminated or modified in a way that would limit its options.
When the National Transportation Safety Board investigated the Greenville accident last month, it interviewed nearly all of the 16 civilians on board that day, many of whom had contributed to a Navy memorial fund. But the Navy Court of Inquiry, Jay Fidel points out, did not call a single one of the civilians to testify.
It did have the power to do that. It had the power to subpoena them, but it failed to do that. And it's a gaping hole in their investigation. Whatever happens on the other issues, this issue can't be properly handled because of the lack of information.
This despite the fact that the Navy's own lead investigator cited the distraction caused by the visitors as one of five factors he feels led to the accident. No one has suggested that the civilians themselves behaved improperly. The questions about their role are more subtle. Did their presence in the control room inhibit communications? Was the captain rushing to get them back to port on time? Did crew members attending to them neglect other duties? Jay Fidel feels the court needs to take a closer look at those kinds of issues.
Perhaps the Court of Inquiry should reopen on this subject. Perhaps they should go back now and take the testimony of these individuals and do a proper analysis of how the policy worked in this case, how it should be changed, whether it should be continued, and whether it was improperly implemented.
However, Fidel says that would be unlikely to help the Greenville's former captain, Scott Waddell. Waddell unexpectedly took the stand in his own defense last week, and at times the captain admitted making mistakes that even he agreed contributed to the accident. For example, Waddell said he gave a subordinate an artificially short deadline to make some key preparations for the surfacing maneuver that ultimately sank the Japanese boat. Jay Fidel's experience with military inquiries tells him that Waddell may have sealed his own fate.
Commander Waddell made a number of admissions which, you know, I suppose fell within his idea of trying to do mea culpa in his testimony. Reality, though, from a legal point of view, is he made admissions against interest, which could be used against him. And those do suggest that the court has little option but to recommend a court-martial.
The Court of Inquiry last week revealed the three charges that might face Scott Waddell in a court-martial: dereliction of duty, jeopardizing his ship, and negligent homicide. Jay Fidel says each of those charges only requires evidence of simple negligence, and he feels Waddell admitted to several negligent acts. The Navy's decision on whether the captain and two junior officers will face courts-martial is expected in a month or two. Andy Bowers, NPR News.